And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And, of course, so we're trying to track down Gary Richard Arnold, but, you know, it's live radio, and that means that we're going to try to answer your questions on difficult topics. The rules of the road are, though, is you must be extremely specific. You can't just have a vague question out there. Number two, it has to be topical. If we have a topic today and this hour, we're going to cover everything. And I'm going to start off with some of the discussions that we ordinarily put over to our news items, such as Drudge. What's going on now that I find particularly concerning is the idea that, the things are, how can I say this, stranger and stranger. Apparently, I guess, on Drudge, the Colbert got unbuckled, and apparently he's turned lewd, I guess. You know, it's interesting in America. Then we have the healthcare wreck again. They are still short 8 or 9 votes. It's not going to move forward until they have all those votes confirmed. I would have to say that a great deal of that was due to Ryan because he hid the bill. They've been a number of times over the last 8 years they've actually voted to repeal the Obamacare, which is, by the way, going to blow itself up anyway. It's my guess that if they do get the votes, it'll go this week. But tomorrow is the day they were saying they're going to have it. One of the things that concerned me was that they suggested that the protection for people that have pre-existing conditions could be withdrawn in specific states. They can so opt out. You can't allow opting out. I mean, that's just not going to go. You can't opt out in a state, and then all of a sudden a whole bunch of people don't have access to insurance. And if people die, you're going to lose the election, and you're going to probably end up with lawsuits as well. So that's not okay. It's like the EMTALA law, the law that actually you couldn't strap somebody to an ambulance, a gurney, and then let them bleed outside the emergency room doors because they didn't have health care. That was the law that went into place, luckily, just before I arrived at the Augusta Regional Burn and Trauma Unit where I worked there in 1987-88 and had a private practice. So that's not okay. And when people say that there's no constitutional mandate for health care, you're a fool, okay? You're just a fool. You don't know what you're talking about. If you look back to the Veterans Bill over 100 years ago, you look at the EMTALA, which literally, even if you're a visitor here from 2 minutes ago and your plane arrived from Johannesburg, South Africa, you're covered. I mean, the emergency has to take you in, the hospital has to take care of you. That's EMTALA laws. So the problem is it's not economically viable and certainly not sustainable if you have these crazy costs of health care they didn't control. So I want people to be aware that when I hear people say those things, the Constitution doesn't cover it, those people are insane, okay? It's just not the case. We have multiple administrations, both Democrat and Republican, that have said that we have to provide health care to everyone. It's just not rational health care, and it's expensive, and it's stupid. And that's why I'm talk about this health care plan, which I'm going to complete here in the next a couple of days. I'll have it all completed and have the video up on our live simulcast. The other thing is we need to pay wages to doctors and health providers, chiropractors, naturopaths, nurse practitioners, massage therapists, psychologists, etc., and geneticists. And we need to get away from the idea of fee-for-service. That's ridiculous. It causes a great amount of cost for insurance, etc. It's completely unnecessary. A time clock's all you require. We need also time where we pay them for doing continuing education or studying independently or writing tests and going off to take courses. That needs to happen. And to be honest with you, we can keep the wages in a range that if we have that with mediation and no malpractice, the cost for health providers would actually, they probably get net more money in their pocket by a small margin, but you also wouldn't get some health specialists getting massive amounts of money, like millions, when other health providers are barely scraping by or literally going bankrupt. That's not acceptable. And that needs to happen. When we look, for example, at, let's look here at some of the other things that we were talking about. One of the things that I think is most important is that we have to realize that we're all in this kind of together, in a sense. It's almost like the Norwegian principle, and, you know, that we all eat together or we all starve together. And the same thing goes with healthcare. If we don't maintain costs, we can't be competitive in the world market for manufacturing goods or services. We also have to make sure that we want to maintain our health of our population. So if they want to work beyond, say, 65 or beyond 75 or beyond 85, more power to them. I mean, look at some of our Supreme Court justices. We have one, I think, that's still working at 95. If she's competent, that's fine. If she wants to retire, that's fine too. But the thing is that we want to have competent people. We want them healthy. We want them, you know, not burning themselves out or not toxic or developing health problems and unsafely either operating equipment or doing a job where they're not physically, emotionally, or medically stable in order to do that. And that's something that I guarantee you there's enough smart people, including Dr. Price and Dr. Klatz and myself and others, where we can put together a plan that would be the sterling example of what healthcare should be for not only Americans but people around the world that could take their socialized plan like Canada and Britain and so on and improve it to get rid of fee-for-service, get rid of malpractice altogether, not just have Canadian Medical Protective up there, get rid of the hierarchy that you have to go to a specific medical school in order to be able to become a certain kind of specialist, and you have a lateral training, and you get rid of malpractice. All these things would have dramatic things reducing costs. Also, a level playing field between drugs and pharmaceuticals, so that pharmaceuticals couldn't say they're always superior, because they're not. In fact, many cases, there is no pharmaceutical that can replace a nutraceutical or technology approach toward a health issue. So that's really important that people grasp that. Let's go back to some of our consultations here that I've been doing lately. And believe me, I've been a busy guy. You'd be amazed at how many I do. Let's see. We had a lady who had a very bad reaction to Collexin. We talked about Allerblock, Allergan, and topical DHEA and pregnenolone. High-dose Power-C will also turn off the allergic reaction. That's very important. We have some people, too, that have problems like cancer, and if they're spiking a fever, the first thing you got to think of is not just the cancer, but they got a secondary infection from a blocked bronchi, if it's their lung. This particular person actually had a, I believe, an oat cell-type cancer of the lung and the superior lobes, and most likely was getting a secondary pneumonia. Chronic sinusitis. We carry in our Amazon Nutramedical store the SinuPulse Elite and the SinuAir powder. You want to use sterile distilled water or pure water system water that's demineralized. And you want to put in probably 20 to 30 drops of Neutrodyne or the NutriSilver. When you irrigate with 200 mils per side, you put in one nostril, it drains out the other nostril 4 times a day. And then you take sprays of NutriSilver, at least 3 to 6 sprays, in each nostril while breathing in 4 times a day. You take allosomatic capsules 3 times a day, and Neutrodyne you can take in filtered water too, orally. To boost your immune system, you can take NutriDefense 2 capsules 3 times a day, and NutriImmune 26Y 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day. The usual dosage is 2 twice a day of NutriImmune 26Y, and that'll make a huge difference in terms of your immune boosting effect. Let's see. Sometimes when I schedule, and I tell people this repeatedly so they may realize how simple it is, give me 2 or 3 time windows because I'm so busy. Some days, believe it or not, I do as many as almost 50 consults on top of doing radio and simulcast videos and I'm consulting with doctors and patients all over the planet in different time zones. So give me a time zone, whatever country or place you are, or multiple time zones and multiple ways of communicating, including a Skype address. Or a phone number, some other way of getting in touch with you in order to, if we have to do a phone contact as well. Sometimes people will start running with something. They have a simple problem, and it gets more and more complicated. As soon as it requires me to start reviewing medical records, that's when I have to get you to fill in the 11-page consult form, which is download product information, start attaching documents, and purchase at least to start with 2 time units of phone consultation time, because it takes a lot of my time to start reviewing records and going over these as an independent consultant. Muscle twitching and tremors. This is an interesting situation. This individual, I recommended the Spilkes, which is calcium magnesium taurate, mitochondrial catalyst for the mitochondria and the muscles. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, which works in the nervous system. VascuCare, which is our special time-release propionyl L-carnitine, and BrainMag for the brain and central nervous system, which is magnesium L-threonate. And that will usually stop the tremors and the balance problems and the non-motor seizure activity, etc., inflammation. If someone has ankylosing spondylitis, we start off with simple things, because often if you measure their HLA subtypes, they've got HLA types that are indicating they've got a problem that may have a predisposition to a specific cell type. There often is a triggering infection pathogen that may actually trigger it off. We now know, for example, that there are certain pathogens that can whip through a ship that can cause a whole, we call, infective explosion of spinal arthritis. They can even relapse. For example, Vibrio marinus can do it, and other pathogens can trigger that off. So we start off with arthritics because it's a type 2 collagen reaction. One capsule twice a day. It works epigenetically. Nutrimune 26Ys, two capsules twice a day. And Inflamex, five capsules twice a day. That's the core. Advanced, we add things to heal the tissues. Collagen Max, a capsule twice a day. Joint Performance, which will resurface the joint surfaces and create the hydroviscous layer of the glycosaminoglycans of the actual cartilage. Two capsules twice a day, you know, double the normal dose. And tendon member, two capsules twice a day for the connective tissues around the joint. And mountain red velvet, at least two capsules twice a day, one opened under the tongue. And probably within, it's taking a little longer, but within probably a month to 6 weeks, we'll have the delayed release super capsules of mountain red velvet. That'll be our Nutrimed version. That'll be the first in the world to be a delayed release liposomal mountain red velvet. That's going to be big advance in terms of the technology delivering stem cell support. I had an unusual question. Somebody wanted to know, they have a QRMA machine, they want to do a science fair with, I call middle school kids. One of the simplest tests is to do a thing called a capillary Blanche test. It was developed several hundred years ago where you press the nail bed and then count 1,000, 2,000 to see how fast it comes back. If there's a delay in the capillary Blanche test, and if your blood pressure is high, it means you get vasospasm, your QRMA will show that up. So if you did a quick QRMA test on someone, which takes a minute, you can just look at that panel and it'll tell you if you've got hyperviscous blood or other markers showing oxidative stress. And so if you do a CBT or capillary Blanche test and blood pressure, that's what I recommend as a simple test to show that quantum testing can be cross-corroborated even in grade 7. Depression. Semethyl, amazing stuff. It yanks you out of depression like literally within an hour. Posanol, which is our adaptogenic little tablets. A sachet of semethyl in the morning and 2 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon under the tongue. Posanol, three caplets, 3 to 4 times a day. And then a scoop each of Carmine and Brain Mag in water 3 times a day. Now, my drink, I have Sports Energy Light, and I have the Carmine and Brain Mag, and I have probably, I'd say, a scoop and a half of each in my drink, and it's really tastes fantastic, and it helps to keep me relatively calm when my internet's going down and other things are happening. They're strange. If you've got dramatic cholesterol elevation, it's because the body's adapting. Now, your cod liver liquid doesn't lower it by blocking anything. It just helps to fix the underlying problem. So if you take cod liver liquid, 10 to 20 mils, your cholesterol will come down because it doesn't need to be as high. It's a good patch for damaged tissue and blood vessel walls. Neovascular triglycerides, a tablet twice a day, and Omega Supreme Pro, which is a monoglyceride, is 400% more absorbed than any other fatty acids. So if you've got a dyslipidemia, the other thing is, besides the regular test, which is an NMR spectroscopy, which is misses a lot, it estimates the VLDL3 levels, but it misses a small particle HDL, which is the nastiest of the molecules, or the apolipoprotein. So you want to do a lipid electrophoresis. It's far more accurate in terms of what's going on, and also a rheologic blood viscometry test that you can test at Meridian Valley Laboratories in Seattle. And if you contact me, I'll give you the link so you and your doctor can order the kits. Hypothyroidism. Mitothyroid, two capsules in the morning, and you may repeat it in the afternoon if your body temperature is low in the morning, or if your free T4, free T3, and free reverse T3 indicate you have some form of hypothyroidism. Type 1 is antithyroid and antithyroglobulin antibodies. Relatively rare compared to type 2, which is about 30 to 50 times more likely. And it's always associated with elevated blood insulin. If you do the Kraft blood test with a sugar load, you'll see elevated insulin and low body temperature. Neutrodyne, 10 drops in water. twice a day, and selenium persiferate, a capsule twice a day, to increase what's called peripheral deiodination of T4 to T3, the active molecule. T4 has a half-life of something like 27 hours. T3 only has a half-life of 5.5 minutes, so it's gone really quick and turned out to T2 and reverse T2. T3, by the way, reverse T3 will actually put you in suspended animation, so it's not surprising people can't lose weight when their reverse T3 levels are high. And when I brought the test in from Germany, we not only did the test with Dr. Hewen, head of pathology, and we did the Kraft test, which is blood insulin, as well as blood sugar tests. We measured cortisol, prolactin, T3, reverse T3, cortisol, etc. We've made a number of discoveries. Most of them I have not published yet, but I will this year. My observations, which people can confirm by doing a simple test, repeating them themselves. So most of the time when people have, quote, hypoglycemia, it's actually not low blood sugar, it's low cortisol. You can measure their cortisol level drop literally out of sight, so you can't measure it. That's when people have, quote, hypoglycemic symptoms. There literally is no detectable cortisol in their bloodstream. Cartilage problems in the hip. I mean, we want to be taking the bones to strengthen the bones, Bone Generator and Collagen Max, Micell D3, and Joint Performance and Tendon Mender. The Joint Performance is going to help rebuild the cartilage along with the Collagen Max. Advanced, we can add Mountain Red Velvet, 2 capsules twice a day, Myco D2 as well as a Micell D3, and full vitamin K2 to rebuild it, and then you can use a Lumen Photon on the NICO setting over the area of the decreased bone density on the DEXA scan. So there's ways of actually fixing this problem. Look at the next thing. Someone asked a simple thing about using Neutrodyne for athlete's foot, of course, especially if you have a bath. I usually recommend people bath with Neutrodyne in the bath water and use the MG12 oils, either the sport or the MG12 oils in your bath water is going to help speed the healing of athlete's foot. And apply the Neutrodyne directly over the athlete's foot area 2 to 3 times a day. Makes an amazing difference. Interesting the kind of questions we get here. Sometimes we'll get someone who's at a long distance and I don't have all the records. This young gentleman has inflammatory bowel disease, and we want to check to see if they have anti-gliadin antibodies, in other words, celiac disease. If they don't and they get inflammatory bowel, they may benefit from the glutenase and the gluten immune homeopathic. We want to turn off the gut inflammation with GastroHeal, recolonize with Living Probiotic and Living Probiotic Ultra, normalize bowel motility with the IBS care, which is a bowel-release form of carnitine, and use Nutri-Immune and the Nutri-Immune 26Y to help coat the GI tract. So, there's systematic ways for us to reverse inflammatory bowel disease and lower cytokine levels. And you can try to avoid disease-modifying drugs or steroids because there's always a real bad price in it. We call it the devil's deal. How's that? Let's see. Natokinase is a very important test if you have vascular disease. This man actually has heart failure. And he's improved quite a bit with a lot of nutraceuticals. Didn't take everything, but he improved a lot. He says most of the time, 90% of the time, he's much better. I usually recommend we've got to get some tests and find out exactly where he did go. Did he improve? By measuring a blood viscometry test, and also making sure he's also on natokinase to lower plasminogen activator inhibitor 1 levels. Because when your PI-1 levels are high, even if you're taking blood thinner like Coumadin or Xarelto or Eliquis, you still may not have corrected all the parameters that can put you at risk of a cardiovascular event. Let's see, what do we have here now? Yeah, someone wanted to know what kind of meds we use for irritable bowel syndrome. Well, IBS care is important, Living Probiotic Ultra, Nutri-Immune 26Y, etc. We talked about those a few moments ago. Good. We will be back in just a moment with our next segment. Your questions, 800-313-9443. Coming back tomorrow at the first hour, we have Dr. Bob Thiel. And coming up this week, we also have Harley Schlanger on Friday and Andrew Shatkin, our attorney from New York. Back in a moment with Hour 3 coming up. The next segment.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I am back, and welcome back to the Nutramedic Report, and let's see now, do we have any specific issues that people are bringing up that they want to hear? Yep, no answer from Gary, that's not surprising, Gary Richard Arnold, because he's more than just a little occupied of what's going on. Let's look at some of our other consultations we've had recently. Yes, I had a gentleman that had a very nasty bacterial rash, actually. And if he had actually been in hospital, they probably would have put him on reverse protection on an IV PICC line, etc. He didn't want to do that. And actually, we gave him our antipathogenics and cleared him up nicely. You need to be aware that you should have our three nutraceuticals and our Nutra Defense and our first line of defense kit, because we are going to start seeing in the next few years serious plagues. H7N9 is probably going to come back in the fall or early next year after Chinese New Year. It's most likely to decrease in lethality but increase in infectivity, which means it's going to affect a lot more people. The flu this last year was twice as lethal as the one the previous year, so we're likely to see some major surges. We have a number of this H7N9 flu that's affected a number of chicken farms here in America, and these chicken farms basically mean that they had to kill millions of birds because they could mutate into a form that could harm people. We're doing updates on that as well. I had an interesting gentleman who had a reaction to a titanium appliance from previous surgery. That creates fluid levels that you can see on a CT scan around it, and of course it causes stealth pathogens to occur in that fluid level. We have to know if he needs to have that fluid level drained to make sure the infection is dealt with, and we have to give him antipathogenics because the regular antibiotics won't penetrate through the biofilm when you develop what we call drug resistance. Also, this gentleman had bradycardia, but I could tell he didn't have the conventional proper testing by his cardiologist, which is a Holter monitor, a His bundle study to look at his cardiac conduction pathways, a Sinti cardiolite scan of his heart with radioisotopes, and a high-speed CT scan with calcium score to make sure he didn't have unstable plaque or any form of thing called heart block, causing heart block. So that needs to be done. Healing broken bones. This is an easy one. Bone generator. 6 capsules, 30 minutes after 2 largest meals. Collagen Max, a capsule twice a day, and Micell D3. That's the core. You want to use at least 3 of those soft gels twice a day. That's 15,000 units. Myco D2, 2 capsules twice a day for advanced, and full vitamin K2. You can also put the lumen pad directly over the fracture site, even right through the cast, and it'll speed up the bone healing. It's kind of amazing how the lumen will do that. It goes right through the cast like it's not even there. Let's see. We already talked about that before. Okay. Sometimes I get funny questions that I find are hilarious. We had an interesting consult from Mexico City, a young man with very bad inflammatory bowel disease. They want to measure, this is a test I liked, with anybody with bowel disease. Number one, we want to know your immediate type IgE allergic reactions to foods, your IgG, so IgE and IgEG. We want to know if you have anti-gliadin and antibody indicating you've got celiac disease. We want to have what's called a CDSA2 test done, which it could be done through Genova Labs. There's also an affiliate of Genova in Mexico City that actually has a very comprehensive test. They have DNA probes, etc. They'll pick up the pathogens that are present there. We have to clear those pathogens with a living probiotic, ultra-living probiotic, and berberostatin to clear the pathogens and heal the gut wall, NutraImmune, which is in our ageless, and NutraImmune 26Y, which is our avian immunoglobulin, and help to clear the dysbiosis in the bowel. By the way, everybody who's diabetic or overweight has a dysbiotic bowel. Everybody who has autoimmune disease has small bowel overgrowth. So there's a number of principles we're starting to learn now are pretty universal in different illnesses. Free radical load with superoxidismutase is primarily a copper deficiency. Copper is necessary for regenerating any solid organ, brain, liver, kidneys, whatever. It's kind of interesting. Let's see. Sometimes I'll get people in a panic call and they'll call me at the last minute. And I don't know why they wait that long. This gentleman basically had a fairly serious terminal heart failure situation, and we can rescue them, but they need to get started on the nutraceuticals, and they may need a limited amount of medication, but there's many of the drugs will screw you up pretty badly, so you don't want to use those. We know which ones can be safe, but again, remember, most medications have some side effects, some that can be nasty. Back in a moment, 800-313-9443. Answering your questions on health issues. Coming up tomorrow, Dr. Bob Thiel, a prophetic analysis of the first 100-plus days of Donald Trump and much more. Hour one.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back, and very timely that there's some of the latest issues over healthcare kind of coming back to haunt Speaker Ryan and Donald Trump, who tried to get this rammed through. On Monday, Representative Billy Long, a Missouri Republican who doesn't often break ranks with the GOP leaders, also said he couldn't support the bill. It's the one that's the second time around. And here's what's going on here. The GOP leaders have been struggling to craft legislation that would strip away many of the ACA requirements aggressively enough to appease conservatives while maintaining enough protection to preserve support from the centrist Republicans. Tuesday's development suggests that the task may be beyond reach, which may mean they need a whole new approach to health care, which is what I put together with Dr. Ron Klaff. Republican lawmakers in swing districts have been especially concerned over an amendment that would let states opt out of parts of the ACA, American Health Care Act. It would allow insurers in some states to charge higher premiums to people with pre-existing health conditions who let their coverage lapse. You can't do that. If you kill people, you're done. Politically, you're over. You're finished. But many Republicans, including Messrs. Long and Upton, who worried that this would break their promise on a regulation that has long been part, the most popular part of the ACA, have supported the practice of not allowing pre-existing illnesses to be discriminated against from the very get-go, Mr. Upton said Tuesday. This amendment torpedoes that, and I told leadership that I cannot support the bill with this provision in. It's not going to go anywhere. I can tell you this right now. The Republicans would be wise to just let this go until they can actually craft something together. Like the health care bill I'm talking about is a major surgical uptaking that's completely different than just kind of taking down the Health Care Act and trying to resurrect still big insurance carriers, big pharma, big Medica, and big costs, basically, and say, well, 5% of Americans consume 50% of the costs. And if it costs so those with young people, they won't be able to buy an apartment or buy a car or a home, a sort of family, et cetera, because there's cost sharing with the cost of taking care of that 5% of Americans use 50% of the cost. Well, your key is to re-lower the costs. And as I said, malpractice, get rid of it. Have state licensure, get rid of it. Get rid of, all these other things. Go down to fee-for-service. Have allow cross or lateral training so we have many more health professionals that we need. It isn't clear if the House GOP leaders would be willing to create the bill further to appease centrist concerns. In any case, doing so could cost them the support of conservatives. So they're caught betwixt and between. The House Freedom Caucus, a group of about three dozen conservatives, endorsed the bill last week after balking at the earlier version. Any new changes could promote them to flee. So Mr. Ryan defended the bill's treatment of people with pre-existing conditions on Tuesday, saying the GOP plan offers a few layers of protections. No, layers don't matter. If states can opt out and then they start charging premium increases for people with pre-existing conditions, that attacks the idea that you have a pre-existing condition means you're going to get charged of the... And these people are the least likely able to pay extra premiums. If you're sick enough to be dying or near death or having serious health problems and having to second mortgage your home, and you can't afford health care, you can't deny care to these people. This is ridiculous. So they have to realize that if they torpedo this again, the health thing will blow up in their face, and it's most likely, here's what my prediction is. My prediction is states like California that really, you know, don't have the money will try to put in some kind of universal health care plan like Canada. They'll go to a fee-for-service system. They'll get rid of all insurance carriers, like what I'm talking about. They'll go to a value-added tax, which I've already talked about. Many of the plans or principles I've talked about. And they will literally trump. So 1/6 of the population of the United States will get a state health plan that'll be very much like the Canadian system, only with maybe some tweaks and some other things, maybe some advantages, like we talked about with our anti-aging plan. And the federal government will basically be forced to follow a suit from California, even if they don't like some of the things in the plan. Because, of course, they say it's big government. Well, big government's already involved. So when people say it's not a constitutional right, they're fools. They really are. You need to shut up and realize this isn't open to debate anymore. All Americans expect that they're going to get health care, and it has to be affordable. Right now, it's not affordable, and it's going to blow up the economy and blow up the cost of manufacturing and kill jobs. So... I'm amazed that they can't think out of the box. I mean, it really is. But, you know, they need somebody like me and Dr. Klatz to actually advise them of a plan that will work, that would be down in the bones of the healthcare system for many decades, and understand that whatever they're doing, the same that they're doing, these politicians, isn't going to fix it. You know? It's to me, it's kind of amazing that this kind of thing is still going on. I guess the next thing I'd like to talk about, the immigration group pulls a Trump endorsement due to betrayal on promises. So that's a top immigration group. Now, I'm not sure what they're talking about there, but we're going to pull this up here because it's in red. Top immigration group pulls Trump endorsement due to betrayal on immigration. Speaker Paul Ryan and House Republicans are set to pass legislation this week that forbids President Trump from using his federal funds from the May 2017 budget on his proposed border wall. So that's another major blow. I don't know where he's going to get the money to do it. Apparently he's got lots of bids. I have a feeling that Trump is pretty clever. He'll figure it some way or other to fund it. Just like this El Chapo law that seizes the money and perhaps some kind of a border tax of goods and things going back and forth to Mexico and other countries in Central South America will... That could easily pay for it. It's only $14 billion. I mean, that's a really tiny portion of the budget. So most of the reason why is the Democrats want a bunch of illegals here that eventually become Democrats, so they'll stay permanently in power. That's what they think it is. Although, to be honest with you, the one that's going to keep these dreamers and other people here is a Republican populist, i.e. Donald Trump. He's only going to deport the criminals. His intentions weren't to do it, although I've heard that in ICE in California here, they are meeting people at the bus stop and grabbing them. So that's really interesting. They talked about this reporting on Trump's real decisions and actions while in office, and these statements are being made by Trump supporters and people who wanted Trump promises to be real. Try to be highly accurate, the ALIPAC. So, this is really interesting. This is May 2nd. And then this is another letter from ALIPAC, open letter regarding Trump's lost endorsement from William Genn. ALIPAC.us is the website. We realize that today's press release announcing that the ALIPAC is dropping our endorsement of Donald Trump is likely to cause much concern and disappointment among Americans like us who oppose illegal immigration and amnesty for illegals. We hope that this open letter will help answer some of the frequently asked questions. This is not, quote, fake news, this is the next title of the next few paragraphs. Well, we certainly understand that after the heavy barrage of false and misleading claims made against Donald Trump over the last 2 years by liberal groups, activists, members of the media, most Trump supporters are respectfully skeptical of any claims that would be damaging to Trump. That is not the case with ALIPAC's dropped endorsement press release or concerns. We are reporting on Trump's real decision and actions while in office, and these statements and deliberations are being made by Trump supporters and people who wanted Trump's promises to be real. We strive to be highly accurate at ALIPAC, even if we must deliver news you don't want to hear or believe it's true. We are not liberals. While there are many liberals that support ALIPAC's mission to save every American job, tax resource, life we can from the perils of illegal immigration, we are not a liberal group. Many liberals in the media and politics are highly subjective and prone to making false and exaggerated claims on a regular basis. At ALIPAC, we pride ourselves on our adherence to the truth, and it is through the power of truth that we have prevailed in many battles against those forcing illegal immigration upon us all. While Americans are for legal immigration, PAC prides ourselves on our support from Americans of all backgrounds, races, ages, and walks of life. Then the largest segment of our group of supporters would be accurately described as conservatives. Most vote Republican, and all are true American patriots. We represent an important part of Trump's base of support that is leaving the Trump train because of President Trump's broken promises on his most important, powerful issue, illegal immigration. The powerful of ALIPAC's endorsement. While ALIPAC has always been a small budget operation, our ability to influence elections, legislation, policies has been based on our extensive volunteer support. ALIPAC volunteers are Americans we have organized since 9/11, 2004, who care deeply about America's future. Our past contributions and accomplishments are the reason amnesty has been defeated in Congress at least 5 times in the last 10 years. And while we do not have the funds that the open border groups and industries like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce have, our predictions have been highly accurate. ALIPAC has often been the first organization to lead the charge into burning buildings and the first to run out of and warn others of the impending collapse, so to speak. While we may be one of the first groups representing Trump's base on immigration issues to leave the fold, we won't be the last. ALIPAC's announcement that Trump will be considered a warning sign among many American patriots that we have been lied to, misled, or betrayed, and our warning will have been have far-reaching implications for the Trump administration and his band of pro-amnesty advisors and cabinet members. Wow, that's pretty significant. As a privately owned website, we reserve the right to edit or remove comments. Okay, now. So that's their Gateway Pundit website shows that article. I think Trump's administration is in, especially with this budget that's going to prolong it to September, is in very serious trouble. His bombing of Syria, of course, is without evidence that there was any chemical things, was the big mistake. His bombing of Afghanistan was good. His negotiations with North Korea is very good. Although he's offering China things that he shouldn't be offering, which is a special deal to say you're no longer a currency manipulator or stealing industrial espionage to the tune of $300 billion a year, that's not good. China should be willing to clear this, and the fact that China is protesting the theater air defense system is kind of obscene, that we would defend and protect our allies, South Korea, the Philippines, and Japan, etc., and also Taiwan, as Taiwan, I'm certain, has nuclear missiles aimed at China, as well as South Korea and Japan. So the full installation of the theater air defense, the plasma interferometry field space-based weapon systems, make it certain that if China continues to be aggressively expanding in the South China Sea, that they're going to pay a horrifying price, and that they really need to negotiate and without getting all kinds of sugar attached to the deal. I don't think there needs to be sugar. I think there needs to be fairness, which, you know, as I said previously, there's no way that Americans should have barriers to American products going into China when they're dumping products all over the place here. It's obscene. Corrupt politicians are getting away with doing this kind of thing and trying to pretend that they still deserve to be in power. So, you know, when we look at this, no money for Trump's wall plus six other GOP issues missing from the $1 trillion spending bill, this is very concerning. Planned Parenthood is no cuts. Deportation during the presidential campaign, Trump promised to build a new special deportation task force to remove millions of immigrants. These are, by the way, the ones that are illegal, that are committing crimes. He's already stated, and it's reasonable to have a pathway to citizenship that might take a decade or more for people that are here, have been here previously illegally, that many of them are kids brought here, like you call the Dreamers, unless they commit a crime, in which case they will be deported. $18 billion cut in non-defense spending. No sign of massive non-defense spending cuts, another goal of Trump. Environmental Protection Agency maintains 99% of its funding. $295 million goes toward Medicaid in Puerto Rico, and $4.6 billion is set aside for permanently grant health benefits for 22,000 retired Appalachian coal miners. In March budget approval, the Trump administration sought to cut EPA's funding by $2.6 billion, also aimed to decrease funding for the National Institute of Health by $5.8 billion. I don't know if cutting the National Institute of Health is a good idea, because they needed to have independent studies done other than the drug companies. Sanctuary cities, so-called sanctuary cities, they're not cutting funding. I mean, it should be a separate thing that if they violated the law, their funding is cut. Yet, and this hasn't gone to the Supreme Court. They should get it to the Supreme Court in front of Gorsuch. And I've heard that they're actually looking at the possibility that two of the justices are going to either soon retire or be medically unfit to continue on the Supreme Court. Trump needs to nominate two more justices, possibly in the next couple of years. Cuba, the bill does not roll back President Trump Obama's ease of economic and trade sanction restrictions with Cuba, a goal of some Republicans such as Marco Rubio of Florida. It contains no language barring Americans from bringing home merchandise from Cuba or doing business with companies owned by Cuban officials. So the bill all bars the Department of Justice from using funds to interfere with medical marijuana. In states where it's legal. Firstly, the medical marijuana is like a rubber stamp. You don't have to have Delta 9 THC to have the anti-nausea effects for cancer, control pain, or PTSD. We have a lot of people don't realize that the medical marijuana, about 7% of the population with their genetics, are going to get toxic from the new, more powerful marijuanas containing the hallucinogens. The hallucinogens don't need to be in marijuana. Then it would just be simply a pharmacy prescription called Kemet that's been available in Canada for 30 years plus. So, very disappointing. I'm not sure what Trump thinks he's going to survive here. Now Steve Bannon is going to take over the Heritage after Jim DeMint leaves. This is a, you know, very concerning to see Steve Bannon gone. And Flynn gone, so I don't know what this means. It's it's again an extremely concerning issue to hear that they think everything is perfectly fine when it's not fine, and that things are going to stay okay in the Trump administration. He's moving dramatically to the center and actually trying to, because he can't deal with a lot of the extreme elements within the Republican Party, maybe he will pick up enough of the centrist viewpoints or bills that he'll move forward, but he's certainly alienating his base. I don't think that there's any redemption in the fall. He's saying we're going to have a real good shutdown in September. Why not now? Shut it down. If the Democrats really want to shut down government, shut it down. And then see how long they'll like the consequences of them shutting down government. I think it's not just a Republican issue. This is an issue where the defunding of abortion, the building the wall, all these other things, I'm appalled. I think the comments that are going to come out in the next few days by speakers like, Newt Gingrich and Coulter, et cetera, and Coulter, we're going to be shocking to hear what kind of spin they're going to try to put on this. You can't put in a health care bill where you take away the rights to protect the sick and dying by letting the states being able to defund them or charge more interest, more costs. That's not going to fly. Boy, what a mess.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back. The latest information on North Korea is that they're preparing submarines, actually, and we have satellite photographs showing that they're preparing submarines to do SLBM launches of nuclear missiles in America. My information directly from one of the CENTCOM agents, actually face-to-face, not 2.5 months ago, that North Korea has no 4, no 8 missiles that could now, solid fuel rockets now strike the United States already. But if they have submarine launch missiles, they're medium and short range missiles. And by the way, this is something we've done since the early 90s. We've de-missiled ourselves, so we basically have almost no missiles that are short range nuclear missiles. And China's been building them like crazy. They have a lot of nerve, the Chinese, saying that they're up in arms over the idea that we have the theater air defense THAAD system. And I find it quite remarkable. In fact, I'm reading this article here from France24.com, and it talks about, you know, no THAAD, yes peace, peace treaty now. These are government operas of the Communist Party. Come on. Theater air defense means it puts it to the Chinese to say, look, if you can't strike us or hit us, you have to denuclearize North Korea. That's extremely dangerous, because if they can strike a missile that could get through our defenses or strike a coastal area, let's say California, or have a submarine and literally strike the east coast of the United States, you got a big problem here, because we will be in the thick of an actual physical nuclear war. Now, North Korea will be annihilated, but so would, and to a great extent, if China doesn't do something, they'll be annihilated as well. So this idea that they don't like THAAD is ridiculous. China, forget it. It's not just THAAD, which is a missile to hit a missile. It's plasma interferometry and space-based weapon systems, scalar weapon systems that can fire your missile from a great distance, literally turning to an atomic vapor, scrambling its missile guidance systems, and multiply targeted warheads. So the game's over, and soon, with Trump literally properly funding the expansion of our missile defense systems for us and our allies, no nuclear country, small or large, will be able to strike the U.S. or allies, period. In fact, I would welcome at some future date, maybe 6 years from now, into the second term of Trump, manages to refocus on his nationalistic policies and incorporate nationalistic people like Flynn or Bannon back into his fold, that we and our allies ask them to dare them to actually fire a dummy missile and prove to them that we can fry it in the air and it can never make it to U.S. or our allies' soil or our submarine launch missile systems, etc. And they need to be aware that war will soon become, quote, obsolete. Missile defense systems, etc., will make it eventually impervious to attack the United States or our allies, and that will come. Now, it was stopped during Obama because a man was trying to destroy the United States and deconstruct the United States, who were become a post-colonial kingdom, empire. That's over. The criminal Obama is now going to be found out. Eventually, I'm hoping he eventually will be charged as a foreign student who claimed to be an American, that he will be claimed to be considered a seditious agent trying to do a changeover. And, you know, I think that... you know, I want to see Trump again. I don't want to see Trumpism, which is a memory from the campaign. And the fact that we have theater air defense, China, get with the program. Realize if you don't pull the chain on North Korea, and you let a war get started because this maniac is going to do something, you're going to get burned too. So, no more playing games. The jig is up now with Trump there, whether he's populist, centrist, left, or right. Game is over. We'll be back tomorrow with Dr. Bob Thiel, a prophetic analysis of all the first 100-plus days of Donald Trump in office. And we're going to be doing a video sometime in the next few days with Dr. Ralph Holzberg on the latest research on cardiovascular disease and blood viscometry testing and PI-1. Podcast issues. We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully with no audio problems. Pray for us and pray for NutraMedical that we can continue to serve you every day.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.